Okay, this is Marie. How are you?
Fine.
I have a short story to share. I have seen two Bigfoot. Two.
Two of them?
Two of them.
Separately?
Together.
Two of them together.
A male and a female.
You've seen a little family of Bigfoots.
Well, no, it was a woman and a man. Back in, it was the early summer of 1999. I used to deliver newspapers.
A small family.
And I live outside of Boston. I was coming down Route 20, and I don't know if you're familiar with Route 20.
Maybe I'm familiar with Worcester, Leominster, and Fitchburg.
Well, I'm near Worcester. I'm kind of near Worcester. I'm west of Boston. Route 20 runs from one end of the United States to the other.
Uh-huh.
It's not a highway. It's just like a route. Anyways, I was delivering papers. It was 5 o'clock in the morning, and this is a truck route that I'm coming down. And I'm coming down the hill, and I see these two big things in the road. At first, I thought they were people. Then as the closer I'm getting, and now by the time the car finally stopped, I didn't even bother to see if there was traffic behind me because the thing, the sight of the both of them was blowing my mind.
Yeah, I can understand.
I was a car length between when my car stopped to see them. Do you remember what Harry and the Hendersons looked like?
Yeah.
This is what they were, only I didn't listen to Coast to Coast then, so I didn't know what I saw. All I knew, I was in total shock. I saw the male one was big. I mean, big, like 6 feet or better. No clothes on, you know, with the fur. But the female one is what blew my mind. The female one was smaller, and she had a basket on her arm. You know how the ladies wear the purse on the crook of their arm?
Yeah.
She had a basket like they were foraging for food.
And like she found some basket somewhere, and that was her thing, huh?
And like they were going out to pick berries or something to eat or whatever. It was just like totally shocking to me. I just stopped the car in the middle of the road. I didn't even look to see if there was trucks or anything coming behind me, and I just watched them peacefully cross the road. He was holding her hand, and the other hand, she had the basket up like a purse, and crossing the road, they had come out from the side of the road where they had come from was an abandoned house, a farmhouse, an abandoned drive-in.
Now, how do you know this wasn't a couple and this was their normal Friday night outfit?
No. It was a Sunday morning at 5 o'clock. I was going to deliver papers. There's no traffic out on the roads at that time. There's no people out.
I mean, are you sure, though, it wasn't people? That's what I'm trying to say is, you're sure they weren't in costume?
No. Oh, no. They had no shoes on. They were big, believe me, big, like
animal type.
Yeah, animal type. I was just totally shocked and scared.
Were they aware of you driving up on the scene here?
I thought the same thing. I'm thinking, well, if they're really animals, why aren't they running away, going down on all fours or some type of thing like that? I mean, I just didn't know what the heck to think. And they just looked at my car, and they must have thought I wouldn't, they must have known I would be in shock. I mean, because they just continued to peacefully walk across the road and to the other side. They started to head north.
They're probably so used to cars and car lights, they probably figured no big deal.
Well, you know, I was listening to you last night, George, and remember when you played the howling sound that
yes,
you played?
Yes.
And it says, it sounds like that song Day-O. You know that song Day-O?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Daylight Come and I Want That
Right.
One.
Right. Yeah. You know, to me, they must have communicated because the sound that that song came out of looked like it would come from a male person, a male one of them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the depth of it and the baritone voice or however it sounded, but it sounded like somehow they would communicate with each other.
What kind of faces did they have?
Like Harry and the Hendersons. Remember the program, Harry and the Hendersons?
Oh, yeah. So they looked scruffy human-like.
Yes. The male one was darker fur, and the female was more on the reddish-brownish color.
And they had cone-type heads, almost?
I don't remember seeing the shape of the head. And to me, they looked like big gorillas or big ape things or big something like that.
Were you afraid?
Afraid. I was in shock. I was delivering papers to the same customers for 4 years. I forgot some of my customers. I didn't know what to think the whole entire time.
Who was the very first person you told that story to when you went home or wherever?
Another person that listens to Coast to Coast, but we didn't listen to Coast to Coast then. Yeah, we didn't discover your station. Somebody else had told us about your station.
Did that person believe you?
No. He didn't believe me either. He just didn't, you know, he didn't know what to say. He thought the same thing as you. Maybe they were costumes, but I mean, this is a beginning of the summer, 5 o'clock in the morning. There's no traffic out. There's nobody else. And the fact that the female part was carrying a basket like a purse, like a woman would carry a purse, and like they were foraging for food.
That's something. And it tells you there's some intelligence behind it.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like they were intelligent, and he was holding her hand. I mean, so you could see it was like they were part human, or maybe they were half and half.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know, but definitely intelligence, Joe.
That is something else. Thanks.
I mean, because how would they know to carry a basket like that? I mean, you know, maybe in the palm of their hand or something like that, but not carry it upright like a woman.
You know what? I think chimpanzees, if they found a basket, would probably do that.
Okay.
I mean, they're very smart, and I think animals figure out very quickly what, you know, things could make life much easier. And I think they probably realized, hey, we can put things in this basket.
That's true. That's true. And these creatures were not small by any means, because the woman, the female one, I want to say, I'm 5'4". She must have been at least 5'6" or 7".
In the male?
The male was well over 6 feet.
Maybe even touching 7.
Could have been touching 7, because I tell you, I was afraid to get out of the car. At first, I didn't understand what the hell I was seeing. I really didn't know what I was seeing. I thought, like you, at first, well, what are these people doing in the middle of Route 20 at 5 in the morning? Maybe they're in costume. But the more I kept looking at them and the way they were walking, because they walked upright but not completely straight like a person. They were bent over a little bit. And the male knees, he didn't walk completely straight. They were kind of like, they kind of like stayed bent a little bit.
Kind of hunchy.
Walking.
Yeah, well, hunchy. It's too bad he didn't ask for a newspaper. Then you would have known they were in costume, right?
If they asked me for a newspaper, Judge, I don't think I would be talking to you today.
Thanks for the call.